their voice. Straight we come from a land down under. Women roll in the chamber. Can you get me the thunder? Better one, better take a one. Yeah. What he wants, sees the floor and full of muscles. I said, do you speak my language? You just smile and give me a little white sandwich.
What he said?
You come from a land of the night, yeah. Women blow in the chamber. Can you hear the thunder, thunder? You better run, better take a walk, yeah.
Listening to 10 Dozen Minutes of Whipped Cream with Jake and Skullhead. I am Mr. Skullhead, playing that song in honor of our Australian visitors, Cuckoo and Sacro. What's up, Jake?
Not much. Who is that, by the way?
It's an Hawaiian band called Palolo, apparently.
Huh. Do they have any other songs?
As far as I know, Primavera Angel Hair has three or four of them, and they're all real good.
Huh. It sounded like the opening strains of the Diablo music at first, so I was immediately entranced.
Yeah, if there's anything I like more than anything else, it's video game music being played by bands.
Oh, you, right, yeah, you really dislike that, huh, because of your whole thing where you think the mini bosses aren't really cool.
Yeah, they were playing up here a while ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you ran right out of your house to see them.
Well, I was already pretty sleepy, so I figured that I didn't need to.
Right.
Witty.
How did you feel about the piano, though? For those of you who aren't us, when we were at PAX, they had... You may have seen the videos of this kid playing the Super Mario Brothers music on the piano while blindfolded. Anyway, they had that kid play there. Yeah, I don't know if I should call him a kid. He's probably our age. But, yeah, how did you feel about that, Mr. Skullhead?
I liked him when he played, like, Zelda and Mario. So those are pretty familiar. And
right.
He only played them for, say, 2 minutes instead of eight.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And I really, a lot of people are probably going to disagree with me on this, but I have no tolerance for the Final Fantasy music. And it's many incredibly boring, entirely identical and 12-hour long incarnations.
Yeah, and
I also hate the games.
It's like really
anyone who plays them is totally gay.
Oh, of course.
Or
it's
a
like
girl.
Really simplistic classical music played over and over and over again.
Yep.
Apparently, Cuckoo Coo is headed your way to listen to the show.
Yes, maybe we should come up. I don't know. We might be able to get Skype on one of the other machines if we want to have one of our another one of the fantastic shows where we have guests on.
Yeah. Make sure and make Xenopho put some pants on.
I think he already has pants on.
A filthy bugger.
Anyway, maybe I should tell the rest of these people. One time, she's taking a cab over here. But she should call the cab company I use, because unlike the big corporate cab company that I refuse to use because of their habit of just randomly not showing up when you schedule a cab to the airport, I've started using this little sketchy, like, independent cab company, and every single one of their drivers is just... First of all, have you seen the Royal Tenenbaums?
Repeatedly.
Yeah, so it's like that. Every cab that shows up is just like some 20-year-old jalopy, and every driver is just batshit insane. It's that was the one where I was getting a ride to the airport, and like 30 seconds into the cab ride, the guy turns around and says, "Do you want to see a picture of a giant?" And I'm like, "Sure." And he hands me this book, which he's apparently checked out from some library, which is just this book all about how giants used to walk the earth, and somehow they were all killed.
I got that too.
Oh, no kidding.
When I took that cab.
Oh, Riff says when I got him a copy of the airport, he also had that guy, the mountain man who believes in giants. And he talks about how Bigfoot is the last remaining giant.
Did you tell him that you believe in they might be giants?
No, I was able to sling some of my own, some of the just sort of ridiculous things in the Bible that I gathered to use as evidence when I would argue with people about Jesus back before I decided to stop doing that. And I was like, oh yeah, they talk about those guys in the Bible. And he's like, yeah, they do. Yeah, so, yeah, anyway.
Boy, yeah. The first couple of questions we have are winners one and winners all.
Yep.
E. Peter Satu sends us a smiley. Thank you.
Hey, yeah. Oh, by the way, he asked me on the Monday show if I had listened to the They Might Be Giants rarities collection that he gave me, and I have, and I put it up somewhere so that you could listen to it, but I forgot. I don't know. Yeah. Frisella Man also thirds the everyone who works for that cab company is insane. It's entertaining, though. There was the last time my mom and I went to the airport, it was like this guy... who he seemed like he was probably the kind of guy who's a big fan of like that whatever that television show is where they make like motorcycles except like big gladiator chariots with whirling blades on them and stuff.
Oh right,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yep,
they're just like tattooed assholes who are really into engines and carburetors and transmissions. Anyway, looked like one of those guys, but turns out he was just this guy who drives a cab real, real fast. And most of the cabs don't have seat belts.
That's awesome.
Fantastic feature.
Man says, I have a question for Ooh twice. And that's all he says.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for the info.
Nothing else after that at all?
No, like to the bottom of the page.
No, that's awesome. Alright, sorry kids. I sort of forgot that there was a show, and as such, I'm absolutely...
You're still not sure there's a show?
Well, I'm not sure there's a good one.
Von Schiller says, frequently asked question, how about an option to eat, drink, an item after we cook cocktail it right there on the cook cocktail page as opposed to going back into the inventory? Because that's, to save a click that kind of dirties up the interface. And that's not really something we're interesting in do-id.
Yeah, I mean, it's, if you... I suppose that if we wanted to, we could leave the keys upon the table. But if we wanted to, we could make it like an optional thing that you could turn on. but true. You know, that way, if you didn't mind the clutter, you could have it there if you really wanted that functionality. But I don't know. And then I think Thrarin is just kidding. Oh wait, although no, he's talking about chat PMs.
He says, I wish there were a way a person could slash message up to four other persons at a time. You can slash message your entire clan by typing slash clan instead of slash message.
The ones that are listening to the clan channel.
Right. As they all should be. Actually, I don't think I'm listening to my clan channel right now.
Yeah. I'm not listening to mine, but I'm the only one in my clan. Mm. So there's not much going on in there.
Clan solipsism?
Yes. Let's see. Slavok says, good evening, Jake and Mr. Skullhead. Now that the Untinker's little drop menu is alphabetized, could you do the same thing with the outfits drop menu? Organization makes me happy, thank you. Sure, I'll put that on the list of things to do. By which I mean things to tell Xenophobe to do. Arcone asks a question that I don't really understand at all. If you don't give forum mods more power / implement a warning system on the forums, I will kill your dog. Seriously, chat mods get the exact same privilege, so there's no way to fear abuse without fearing the same from chat mods. I think you're just being modest, not modest, but modest, you modest big. Pig?
Just big, I think. You big.
Big?
Big you. The forum mods have clamored for a while for the ability to ban, like chat mods can, which I don't know how difficult that would be, but they say like they can't really do anything about people spamming the forums except remove the spam and ask an admin.
Tell one of us or Elfrian. I'll check and see if there might be some sort of PHPBB mod that lets moderators ban people. But I mean, it's the problem with getting stuff done on the forums is that we didn't write that software.
Right.
You know. So, and of course, people are going to say, "Well, you should write your own forum software then." To which I say, "No." Goldblax asks if Susie has any legs. If not, what happened to her? Well, she actually has. She's like a mermaid, except instead of having the lower half of a fish, she has the lower half of a podium. Or maybe she's a rare podium that got stuck halfway in the middle, and then the moon that she was L-Sync to got blown up while they were testing the Death Star.
See, when I wrote that in the tiny plastic Susie, I was just thinking that since it was a cheap toy, they wouldn't have bothered to put her legs there.
Oh.
Because she's pretty much always behind a podium. And I'm sure that she actually does have legs, and they're probably sexy, and she would probably kick the shit out of you if you said they were. Because she's tough broad.
I don't know how you would do a warning system on the forums, though. I mean, it seems like mods could just send a message to somebody the way it stands now.
And say, cut the hell out. Cut the hell out, it.
Clapping Man says,
The sound of one Clapping Man?
Read multiple use and distributions. Okay, so here's the story for all you nerds out there. This is normally the kind of thing I would talk about on my Thursday show, but I feel like talking about it right now. So there's this issue where when you multiple use things, you get the same number on average of items out of, say, a penultimate fantasy chest as you would, using them one at a time. But the distribution is different because when you use them one at a time, the number that you get in total tends to be a normal distribution around the average number that you would get. And when you use multiple, the way it was choosing the random numbers made it so it was like a straight curve up to that point, or rather just a straight slope up to that point. And I went through today and actually rewrote all of the item use code to actually select different random numbers over and over again times the number of times you use the item instead of just selecting one number from the range. So as soon as this stuff gets a little bit of testing done on dev, I'm going to roll that out, and then there will no longer be any advantage to using things one at a time, which there is now, and a lot of people do it.
Actually,
like soda water and stuff.
Like soda water for soda chocolate?
Yeah. Mini Johnny, speaking of which, hey Jake, are you still putting your solo shows up for download? I can't find the one from last Thursday. That's because I tend to lose track of tasks if they involve anything that requires me to like wait for a few minutes. And so after my last show, I clicked the thing to convert the show to a lower quality MP3. And then got distracted doing something else, and so I didn't notice when it finished, and I didn't upload it until, like, today.
But today it is available?
Yes, today it is available.
Okay. Vlad, apparently Vlad Sepish, as he reminds us every week, because it's catchy, says, I think that everyone that donated to KMD cell phone should receive a Mr. A, because they didn't have to donate and could have used that money to buy Mr. A's if they wanted to, but they donated to KMD instead. Personally, I think that people who are donating for hurricane relief should be motivated by their goodwill toward their fellow man and not getting Mr. Accessories from us, and I think that would kind of cheapen KMD's efforts. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, we were discussing, you know, for a long time what would be the best way to sort of go about raising money, and the idea of in-game rewards for contributions to the hurricane thing came up, but we really weren't sure that. I don't know where on the moral rainbow the act of like sort of playing on people's avarice to get them to do something kind is, but it wasn't something that I really wanted to mess with. But no, I mean, you could just as easily say that you think that everyone who bought a sandwich yesterday should get a Mr. Accessory because they didn't have to get that sandwich, they could have donated it and got a Mr. Accessory. I mean, we'd go broke if we used that logic.
Yeah, and I kind of think that the reason people donated was they were moved by the tragedy and they were impressed with KMD's efforts. And
Yeah. If
we changed, if we gave a Mr. Accessory out, or we would have said that at the beginning, then there would have been no reason for KMD to do a telethon, I think. And that was a cool thing, and we didn't want to take it away from him.
Yeah. And he did an awesome job.
He surely did.
And somebody did suggest on Thursday, though, that I leave the belt in the store for another month just because so many people whose, you know, income that they would just use to support random things this month was used for that, which, I don't know, I would consider that. I'm not sure how I really feel about the idea, but it's something to think about at least. How do you feel about that idea?
Would that mean we wouldn't have an October item, or
would no? It would just mean that they would both be in there for a little while.
Oh, because that was all about, you know, not having to come up with an item, but we don't want to.
Well, the thing is,
October. Yeah.
The thing is, now that we've broken the it doesn't have to be familiar or a familiar item taboo, it's going to be so much easier to come up with them in the future.
Right.
Just because familiars are just becoming this gigantic pain in the ass to code because there's so many different things that they interact with. And, yeah. This was much easier. Bad A Mother 4000 says, I know that there are rules against clearly derivative player names, but what about clearly derivative clan names? I am part of the KOL-ish Killers, a clan that's usually in the leaderboards, but we've been attacked by the KOL Killers, a clan with a clearly derivative name. Also, there exists KOL Addicts and another clan called Addicted to KOL, etc. I mean, KOL, I don't know that. I mean, the point that Riff is making across the room is like that's not exactly unique enough to be, you know, evidence of it being derivative, you know? I mean, if somebody had made one called the KOL-ish Killers or something, then maybe. I mean, you know, the rule about derivative names are stuff like, you know, you don't make a name like Boozer Bear 3 or Jick 5 or Jick is cool. You can make one called Jick is cool. I would probably give that account all kinds of free stuff. So I just wanted to rush. No, I made some changes to the create player script and I need to test it. No, not really. I will not give anyone free stuff for their name. Unless your name is really cool. In which case, I'll give you free stuff. For a while, I was going through and, like, the coolest name that I would find in, like, a week, I would send them some meat and stuff and say, like, you won the cool name award for this week. But then I kind of ran out of steam.
And there are so many names.
That's true.
So many names.
I mean, for the clans, I don't feel like either of the examples that you give there, that aim of the 4,000, are demonstrably derivative.
I also feel like you can do a lot more damage impersonating a player than impersonating a clan.
Yeah.
And we've gotten rid of that bug where you can make essentially the exact same name, right?
I believe that is fixed. I haven't gotten confirmation that it was fixed, but I'm almost sure it was. I rolled it off to the live servers, at least. So I don't think there's anything. The fix didn't cause any problems, but whether it worked or not, I tried doing it the way that they had reported that it could be done, and they said it was patched up, and it didn't work for me.
Good deal. Let's see. Anonymous45 asks, why are there no Fight Club references in KOL? Someone has been breaking both the first and second rule of Fight Club.
Yep.
And that's entirely the reason why.
Bednar is reporting that somebody in Newbie just said, but there are so many geezer-oriented references in this game, like Burma Shave. Jick and Scully must be at least 50. I don't care what they say.
Wow. Yeah, Burma Shave really is way before our time.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, hey, Mr. Skullhead, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
The Shadow knows.
Yeah, see, that's way before our time, too, but, you know, we're not, like, hey, Mr. Skullhead, name 5 Britney Spears songs.
I could probably do that.
You think? Because I could maybe come up with 3. But
Slave for You, Toxic, Baby One More Time, Lucky, and...
Oops, I Did It Again.
Oops, I Did It Again. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So between us, we came up with 5. But you know, I mean, like, the thing is, the reason... I honestly feel like this is something that you and I have in common. I think a lot of the reason that we know a lot of stuff is that we don't like not getting jokes. And whenever there's a joke that involves, like, some, you know, or just anything that involves some old pop culture reference, like, we'll look it up, or we'll ask somebody, or we'll, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Get back on the trolley.
What are you talking about?
23 Skidoo.
Yeah.
I actually looked up 23 Skidoo, and nobody can say where that came from.
Yeah.
Which made me sad.
Yeah. Yeah, Riff says he heard something about the origin of it once, but it was all a lie. I bet it's some acronym, because usually those word origin stories that are acronyms, those are pretty accurate. Like Ship High in Transit.
Fornication Under Consent of the King is my favorite.
Yep. Crystalina says, I have to compliment you on the lesser fruit golem. Now maybe I won't have to wrestle with exploding barrels. Would a booze giant type adventure be too much to ask for now? We'll figure something out. I put in a lesser fruit golem in Farnsworthy's Tower today. I replaced one of the sort of redundant tower monsters.
So you don't have to go into the menagerie to get fruit?
Well, it's different. It's the lower end fruit. It's the first thing. You know, the first tier booze fruits.
First tier booze fruits.
Yep. Shut up.
Plastic Knife Stalker asks how Noblesse Oblige got their custom items. They got them because they were going to give them all away.
Yeah, which is not to say that that's the only thing required. I mean, they got them because there were people that we were friends with who were in the clan. I mean, same thing with Otori. You know, and it was a very large, very many people being very generous, philanthropic event that was pretty large scale in both cases. So, yeah. You know. Jaylee says, is the next St. Sneaky Pete's Day going to have some special achievement that only booze Teferians can get, like the Feast of Boris allowed something only teetotalers could do? I don't know.
Remember, kids, life isn't fair.
Yeah.
We want to have a balanced game and all, but if every time we did something for one portion of the game, we had to do something for the entire game, we would never do anything.
That's true. We would never do anything unfair, though.
No.
So maybe that's what they want. Karmic95 says, Dear JNS, I asked you guys a while ago if you could make the Super Tinker have a make as many as possible thing, and you said, yes, yet I still see none. So will this be up soon? Sure. Xenophobe will put it on his list. Peter Frampton Owens says, when will the Fez of Etymology be implemented so you can make it? Soon. Let's say.
Maybe I love the way that he asked that question.
You do what?
Ooh, baby, I love the way that he asked that question.
Oh, I see. Is that a Peter Frampton song?
Yeah. Not the reggae version, but yeah.
Huh, I wasn't aware of anything other than the reggae version. Yeah, the only Peter Frampton that I'm familiar with is Do You Feel Like We Do. His guitar talks, man.
You don't remember Show Me the Way? Which was the one song that everybody shared from him?
Yeah. No, I guess I do know that song. I didn't know it was Peter Frampton, though. Yeah, I don't know. Some friend of my mom's gave me this tape a long time ago. It was a Peter Frampton. I think she was trying to seduce me.
And it was all, wow, 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 wow.
Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. You got a talk box. Do you ever play with one of those?
No, but it would be kind of fun to be able to pretend you're Peter Frampton for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all it's good for, is pretending that you're Peter Frampton. Because, you know, everything you do sounds like Peter Frampton when you have a talk box.
Live like, the dream.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you could hook a banjo up to it, and you would just sound like Peter Frampton.
I wonder what all you can hook up to that.
And basically anything that you can plug in. I mean, it's...
Because you can take an accordion and jack it into a PA system.
Yeah.
I wonder what an accordion through a talk box would sound like, besides Peter Frampton.
Right. I mean, I think it would sound like Peter Frampton playing an accordion. It would be like... Well, honestly, if you combined seductive with accordion, I think that there might be some kind of explosion.
Could you plug another talk box into the talk box?
I don't know. It's, you know, a friend of mine made one once. Out of some, like, a speaker and some duct tape and a beer bong. It's apparently pretty simple, the operation of it. I'm not entirely sure how it works, though. There's, like, air blowing out of this thing, and you put it in your mouth. I might have not been doing anything. It might have just been an excuse for him to take pictures of me with this thing in my mouth.
How many people now have taken pictures of you with that thing in your mouth?
Depends on your... Depends on how Brad your category and how dang. Mancho says, hey, just wondering if there could be a channel in chat called Scam. That way we could tell assholes where to go. Also, maybe a channel Flame.
Just tell if there's a channel called /exit.
Yeah.
And that to gain access, you just have to type /exit and hit enter.
Although, I mean, I could make it so /scam worked like /exit. Or just anything you type in chat with the word scam in it makes you leave the chat.
That would be great.
People would be pretty excited about that.
Especially if it only worked in the mod channel.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of any words that have S-C-A-M in them.
Yeah.
No Eye Buddha suggests a holiday where everyone gets a Mr. Accessory.
That's the holiday in which everyone donates $10.
Yeah, there you go. I think I'm in favor of that holiday.
Sounds good to me.
Let's see.
Now that's interesting. Peter Frampton owns suggests a progress bar for the familiar, like the progress bars for the level muscle missing mucks. Which, those progress bars are just goddamn useful.
Really?
Yeah. I
would not peg you as the style of player who would like those.
I like to keep track of it. I hate to have to keep going back to my pain to see, like, oh, should I go to the council now, or should I go to the council now? How about now? Mm-hmm. You know. So, yeah, I really like them.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I'm sorry, what is it that he asked? Oh, bar for your familiarity. Yeah, I think I put that on. I think that Xenophobe, when that first came up, he was against it because he felt like we would think that it was too spoilery, but honestly, like, it's a less complicated algorithm to figure out familiar weight versus kills than it is the stats. So I'm not too worried about spoiling that algorithm. So I believe that is on the list of things to be toggleable.
Toggleable?
Yep.
We should certainly say toggleable as often as possible. And tagliatelle.
Nunzio tells an elaborate story about the origins of 23 Skidoo.
Everything I've read seems to indicate that any story you read about 23 Skidoo is just a...
Apocryphal. Sky Piglet says, Jick, just about my favorite donation familiar was the dodecapede. What about a Mr. Store familiar that acts as a 19-pound volleyball and a 1-pound line, but as it gains weight, its skills change? Huh. That's kind of interesting. It would be a good Ascension familiar because it would give you a lot of stats in the beginning and then be powerful as a fighter at the end. But, huh.
I don't think it could be just like a 1 pound of volleyball and 19 pounds of lime and it was 20 pounds, though.
You don't think so?
No, because 1 pound of volleyball is a percentage of 1 point, right?
I think it's at least 1 point. I don't remember how it works. You know what? It's probably 1 point part of the time.
Ah.
Because that's how the rest of those things work.
So that's kind of a cool thing to think about. We're also thinking about a customizable, to some degree, familiar, which I don't know if we're going to end up putting that in the store or if that's going to be something that goes elsewhere.
Yeah, if it's the thing that I'm thinking of, if you're thinking of the thing that I think you're thinking of, it's also not precisely a familiar.
Right.
So... because the last thing I want to do is code a whole bunch of new familiars. You know, one or two at a time is fine. Let's see.
I wanted to address the world. No, I wanted to address Linton. Can we do this? Yes. Please, please. Can you make the Star Charts able to make more than one at once?
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that.
I mean, that's trivial when you're making the equipment, but if you're making 20 star throwing stars, it's really obnoxious.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be. And it's be pretty easy to code that, so that'll be on the list if it's not already.
Confidential to No-Eyed Buddha, we're not going to tell you, and you're messaging me in the wrong venue. He's sending me blue messages and asking what Crimbo's going to be this year.
Yeah. Also, if you are laboring under the illusion that we know what is going to happen more than, like, a couple days ahead of time, at any point ever,
right,
then you haven't been playing very long.
I mean, everything's in the concordance. We just don't look at the concordance.
That's
until
true.
It's time. Because yeah. We'll get distracted.
Yeah, because, you know, this whole thing is just, we found this book in the forest. And it just contained instructions on how to make this game.
And the new pages get added when we need them.
Yeah, it's weird.
It was God himself that gave it to us. No, actually, it was an angel. No, actually, it was Jesus. No, it was an angel. But we can't show you the original copy of the book because we lost it. Any Mormons in the house, sorry to offend you, but find it less ridiculous religion. Like Scientology.
Wow. So much for not making fun of any specific religious groups.
In game.
Oh, all right.
I'm not going to put in a bunch of content about how... Yes. I think Mormons are really nice. I just think that the Mormon religion is kind of obviously manufactured.
While we're on the subject, I hate Jews. Like Homo D. I hate that Jew bastard.
And I speculum.
Yeah, those greedy sons of bitches.
What did KOMOD ever do that wasn't just selfish?
Yeah.
Seriously, name one thing. He was collecting that money so he could start lending it to people.
At usurious rates.
Yes, indeed. I watched, it was interesting, the guy who played the dad in the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory played Hitler in this one movie.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was weird.
Cheer up, Charlie.
Did you see, the movie Max? You should watch it. It's good. It's got, are you one of those people who doesn't like, that guy whose name I can't think of, who was certainly not John Lithgow?
John Cusack?
John Cusack, yeah.
Bit of a crowbar separation there.
Yeah, no, it really is. That's why I was trying to make it very clear that it was not really John Lithgow. You know, his sister Joan Lithgow, who he puts in all of his horrible TV series.
Right.
Anyway, you should watch Max. It's a good movie. It's about artists and art.
And I watched a movie called IBMs and one called PCs, and I found that they were easier to customize than Macs.
Uh huh.
But their interfaces were less intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's that's about twice as far as I should have tried to take that joke.
Yeah. You know. Tiny Plastic Dildo, which is a name that it really warms my heart every time I remember that somebody made that account. Jake or Scully, have you ever used your powers to get yourself something, i.e. some chick who plays comes up to you and says they will give you sex for a custom item? Would you? Would you give somebody a custom item for sex, Mr. Scully?
No.
Yeah, neither would I.
Have we ever... We've never traded a custom item for something tangible, as far as I know.
At least not something that we arranged ahead of time, you know?
I mean, I've traded shit in my inventory for hindsight pictures, but no custom items or Uber rares.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You're fired.
Your mom's fired.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm kidding. I'll keep your mom on. Yeah. And me on your mom.
Oh, man. I'm getting private messages from angry Mormons. Thank you very much.
Is this me? Send me the angry messages.
Yeah, no, it's not angry Mormon. Really. It's just people saying I'm Mormon. I'm in the wrong town to have anti-Mormon propaganda spewing out of my computer here. Every Mormon that I've ever met has been really nice and really reasonable, which is what makes it even weirder to me that
they're Mormon.
Yeah, I mean, just like every Catholic I've ever met has been relatively sane.
Yeah, the Scientologists have been kind of batshit insane, though.
I've only met a couple of Scientologists, and they were just like regular people, you know. Was the guy, like, every time I asked him about Scientology, he was like, I don't know, my wife handles all that. Like, I mean, which, you know, Scientology is very much like just a bill you have to pay.
Right.
So I guess it makes sense that one person in a married couple could, though, handle the religious aspects of your life, since all they are is writing checks to L. Ron Hubbard. Armax says, small idea for interface improvement. Make Last Adventure an invisible link to the last area you were in, i.e. the Bat Hole, Sky, Cobb's Knob, McLarge Ute, etc. That is not a bad idea. Wouldn't be that tricky. I believe we've got... There's a query that hits that table anyway. So the thing could pretty easily just link to that document. Wouldn't work for me in compact mode, though. But, you know.
I played at a computer this weekend that had the Norton security on it, and it made me realize how much I used the Last Adventure link.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what we did without that.
Well, we got by.
Yeah, I guess so. With a little help from our friends.
With a little help from our friends. What the hell's the matter with you, Paul? Well, the forum thread got off to a bang-up start, where Zalan posted the first 10 or 15 minutes in only slightly paraphrased transcript.
Yeah.
And it kind of stopped.
Well, he's probably doing it in big chunks and editing it
as
it goes along. I can't imagine those things. I mean, how often would you want to refresh that, you know? The Tory of Leany says, I've been shoring for 3 days straight without any barbed wire fences. Could the monsters in the tower rotate, or could it be easier to find a fence? It seems like there's a trick now that we put in that actually mitigates that problem there. So you should do a little bit of research about barbed wire fences. If you don't want to just explore until you find it, Tory of Leany, the sort of way around that problem that we provided for you a couple of weeks ago, then check like Thrarin, Visual KOL. I'm just going to say some words now.
I've been hearing the same complaint even with that taken into account.
Really?
Yeah, because they've burned their chances on something else.
Oh, I see. Well, but you don't have to. I mean, it's... You just wait one day and it's safe. I mean, there's no way that, you know, in 3 days of shoring, you would have three perfectly safe opportunities to use that solution. I don't know why we choose to not spoil the things we choose not to spoil. Menden says, is something going to be done about the fake Don Pygosilus? Something should be. Yeah. Sakapuntas90 says, Dear Jick, did you get your inspiration for Willer Beer from Kentucky Fried Movie? I didn't think so, but I found another Kentucky Fried Movie reference in the Haiku Dungeon, Enormous Genitals. That... Interestingly enough, the first one was written by Bjorn, my friend from Haiku, and it was definitely inspired, and so was your Army of Extraordinary Magnitude.
I really like that movie. And,
have they released it on DVD yet?
I don't know. I'll ask Amazon while you take a question, since I'm the web research guy.
Aubrey Ann says, are any of the backpack/container items in any threat of being nerfed or redone, such as the gums were? I don't know. I'm not going to say no, because I don't want to, you know, everybody to say, but you said you weren't going to do anything to them, if I ever figure out anything to do to them. But, I mean, you know, one of these days I might decide to add a new equipment slot and it'll take the place of the container slot because it's already all coded, and then everyone who looks at the code from then on out will be like, why the hell is the nutsack equipment slot called container? Also, in the future, there will be an entire class of items that you equip on your nutsack.
Does that get a sex change?
Safety pins and
clothes pins.
Clothes pins.
Two bricks.
An iron. Wasn't there somebody who had his scrotum pierced and then was swinging irons from his balls? Like,
you know, when you said that, my brain just went, swinging irons from the balls, that don't bother me at all.
Swinging irons at the balls don't bother golf players at all.
Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo.
Don't tell me you've got nothing to do. What'd you find out about whatever I just asked?
You asked if the Kentucky Fried movie was available on DVD. You can get it $10 from Amazon, used anew for $5 from other people.
Hoot.
So.
Kerados says, Blister Guy asks, when will we get Super Tinker Multiple? One of these days. Crowbacks1234 says, Jick and Scully, do you play poker? And then in parentheses, Texas Hold'em. If so, I'd like to invite you to participate in... Oh, wait, this is probably not. Melissa Leisure's load-in series of poker this Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m. Eastern is what, 6 o'clock?
Yeah. I don't know, is it like online or something? I don't know how that would work. If it's some poker site where you go and give them money. I wouldn't mind doing that if it was people that I knew. Like, I wouldn't play poker online, what with it just being infested with robots.
Mm-hmm.
And playing poker at the casino here, it's usually infested with ninjas, so it's equally unpleasant.
You know, I generally just tend to play poker at Boozer Bear's house, which is infested with zombies.
Wow. You know, maybe we should find some sort of boat to play poker on.
No, then there
so the only thing we'd have to worry about would be a pirate infestation.
Right. There you go, Robert.
Yeah.
I keep using people... What the fuck is wrong with me today?
I don't know, Josh.
I keep using real names instead of fake names. I used Aubrey Ann's real name.
Is her real name Aubrey Ann?
Yeah.
Oh, I
well,
know that.
She got pissed when I kept calling her Aubrey Ann in Seattle. She's like, you can just call me Aubrey. No, I can't.
I'm going to call you Betty. So it's like your first name and middle name.
Mm-hmm.
She could call you Al at that point. Cheesecake Man says, why are you both so freakishly good at everything? I'm so jealous, I could send PMs like this for hours upon hours. Why? We're not good at anything.
Yeah, name one thing that you're really lousy at.
Me?
Yeah, and then I will, you know.
I have no direction sense.
Ditto, and pretty much any sport. I haven't found my sport that I'm just really good at.
Except unless you consider pool a sport, I'm right there with you.
You are a shark. A pool shark. I was pretty good at badminton, but, you know, what does that get you?
Besides the crap beat out of you if you ever bring that up again while I'm in the same room as you.
It's
yeah,
fun.
Seriously. Like, you know, I was one of the guys that got beat up, but, like, if somebody was, like, real into badminton, that would make me beat them up.
I think that was why you hung out with me in high school.
Why?
If the two of us were standing one next to the other and were approached by a bully, I was kind of the, your buffer zone. The one guy that was more likely to get bullied than you.
No. I mean, honestly, from my perspective, you were somebody who, like, kind of had my back, and we could sort of play off each other and confuse the bullies with our clever wordplay.
What's 9 times 15? Higher than you can count. Anyway, really insular conversation.
Legend Dan asks, how do you type with boxing gloves on? I'm so sick of being asked that question. Kratos says the reason that Blister Guy was asking through Kratos instead of me, it's because he can't use chat from work. I see.
Yeah, I remember at Cigna Healthcare I could only use the old chat from work, which means I couldn't chat, pretty much.
Olaf the Mediocre says the poker is online and it's supposed to have all KOL people. So that's cool. If they get some kind of invite-only thing going on, then I will totally play in there and I will take all your money.
Unless I play.
Uh-huh.
I'm a better card player than you because that's something that can be controlled.
Because you can actually see the cards.
Right.
Loser Boy always plays poker with these cards that apparently indicate that I'm colorblind in some way because it just makes me angry. Never actually tries to play with them. Pool is a game, says Paintball09, and not a sport.
Let's not get into that conversation.
Oh, come on.
No, because it's entirely semantic and it depends on how you define either one.
Yeah. Goldblock says, the gift shop guy was going to donate $10,000 to you, but he couldn't fill out the credit card information because he doesn't have a name! That's true. And, oh well. Whoops. Yeah. Actually, I do. No. What?
Can we name the gift shop guy STFU Gorblax Jr.?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think, like, STFU would be kind of, I don't know if I want to put that in there. Binary says, I am totally gay. I play various Final Fantasy games and enjoy them. Where is my claymore? No, not every totally gay person gets a claymore. Sorry.
I missed that. Somebody was referring to that joke the other day, and I just completely missed it.
Oh, the totally gay claymore was a philanthropist custom item?
Oh.
You don't remember that whole big controversy?
No.
Wow. Yeah, there was a lot of arguing going on in the forums about that, about whether or not it was okay for me to, have an item called the Totally Gay Claymore.
Oh, I need to address this. I'm playing the game as we chat, and notice this mentioned on the forums again. So, when you're fighting the can of asparagus, it tries to stab you, but you kick it away. Never bring a knife to a foot fight. That is not a typo. He brought a knife, and you brought a foot, which is more powerful than a knife. because you kicked the knife away.
Do people report that as a typo?
They think it should be a food fight.
Oh. Well, that's just because they don't get the joke.
Yeah.
They should stop reporting that.
Yeah. I have a couple of...
Apparently, though, there are still 10 or 12 reports per day about the bugged bugbear, and I'm sure that there are still a significant number of reports of things being misspelled in the misspelled cemetery.
But we have... We have Islania.
Hello, Cuckoo is here. Spacey says, any chance the gift box display case bug is fixed? I don't know what you're talking about. Musher Bob says, clear all on ballet list in account menu. Well, first we would need to implement some sort of ballet list in the account menu.
Which we should.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what purpose it would serve, but...
It would just be a list of ballerinas and ballerinos.
Right.
What do you call a male ballerina? Just a ballet dancer?
Anyone know what a danseur?
A danseur? Riddick09 says, why are frozen nunchakus two-handed clubs when you can actually use a pair in each hand? Well, because I wasn't supposed to roll out the thing that told you how many hands items required yet, and we weren't done actually going through and making sure that those made sense. Yeah, Beethoven actually suggests something interesting. How about combining an ice-cold beer with a fermenting powder to make a porter? I like porters.
So something that would just carry around your bag.
Better beer, yeah, of course. And would be on fire, or setting my jacket on fire.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, somebody pointed out that because I wasn't thinking in Spanish when I wrote the haiku for the sombrero, it's one syllable short in the last line.
Is it?
Yeah, because I was thinking misterioso, but it's actually misterioso, because it's a diphthong. So... When you get a second, change that to K Misterioso.
Huh.
Yeah, the word with
more reports about it that way, though.
Yeah, but we'd be right. Because if you're speaking in Spanish, that word has four syllables. And it really pissed me off that I was wrong.
Huh. Okay. I'll change that. Are we getting close to the time that we might take a couple minutes to play a couple songs and I can get another beer?
Yep. All right. I was going to say go give Koo a hug and slap her on the butt, but I forgot that you are totally, totally gay.
Yep, the fact that I'm not into spanking means that there's something wrong with me.
In this crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play, looks like I've got about 7 or 8 minutes of songs. Is that too much?
I think that's about right, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, let's do They Might Be Giants, It's Not My Birthday, and we'll do a couple songs and see you on the flip side.
All right, bye, kids.
Well, the rain falls down without my help. I'm afraid and my lawn gets wet, though I've withheld my consent. When this gray world crumbles like a cake, I'll be hanging from the hoop that I'll never see that recipe again. As I walk, I think about a new way to walk. As I think, I'm using up the time left to think. And this train keeps rolling off the track, trying to act like something else, trying to go where it's been uninvited. It's not my birthday, it's not today, it's not my birthday, so why do you lunge at me? When the word comes down, nevermore will be around, though I wish we were there. I was less than we could bear, and I'm not the only dust my mother raised. So I'm rattling the bars around this drink tank. Discreetly I should pour through the keyhole or evaporate completely. There'd be no percentage and there'd be no proof, and the sound upon the roof is only water. And the rain falls down without my help, I'm afraid. And my lawn is wet, though I've withheld my consent. When this gray world crumbles like a cake, I'll be hanging from the hook that I'll never see that recipe again. It's not my birthday, it's not today, it's not my birthday, so why keep lying at me? When the word comes down, nevermore will be around, though I Larry Benzig is there, and I'm not the only dust my mother raised. I am not the only dust my mother raised.
Sometimes the feeling is right. You fall in love for the first time. Heartbeat and kisses so sweet. So much I'm loving the moonlight.
I'm not your just the same. Yeah, I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah, I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah.
So yeah, that's a little better than Ezra covering Steely Dan. While I'm thinking about it, speaking of Aubrey Ann, I wished to wish her a speedy recovery from her knee surgery when we were talking about her before, and failed to do so, and have now done so.
Yeah, I wasn't. I heard her talking about that, but I wasn't aware that it was a recent thing.
Friday.
Oh, wow.
So she's kind of laid up.
Yeah. Well, luckily she still has access to a computer and the internet.
And our fantastic, fantastic game.
Yeah, absolutely. Which has near miraculous curative powers. Seriously.
Pilgrims.
Yeah, I had, I pulled a muscle in your mom the other day.
Mm.
And then when I started playing KOL again, it was cured. That was really stupid. And I apologize.
Yeah, that was a bit of a stretch, kind of like when your mom puts her legs over her head for me.
Uh-huh. Morbank says, hi guys, I was on vacation, and it's great to listen to your show again. Well, it's great to have you listen to our show again. I also liked hearing that the chore wheel is labeled now. Good stuff.
Yeah.
See, we make little changes, and we don't tell anybody, so you can discover it and, you know, yeah, be all excited. And this reminds me of something they pointed out. I forgot to write attack text for the lesser fruit golem. So we should do that.
Yeah, I heard people say I got this adventure that was blank.
Like, no. It wasn't a title. It just says it tries to you in the nipple.
Oops.
Yeah. So that was my fault. I knew that I wasn't done with it, but I couldn't remember why. But then I looked at it and I was like, "Well, nothing's missing," because I'm a moron. Let's see. Prince Michigan says, why do my lasagna bandages spell not heal me to full, even when it states it has given me enough HP to put me to full, it actually stops short of it. That's weird. There might be some issue left over from the... Do you have a Jekyll and Hyde belt, Prince Michigan? Please tell us if you do.
Sometimes that happens to me with the Scroll of Drastic Healing, too. Oddly enough. It drastically heals me, but not all the way.
Huh. Weird. No. Because almost nothing needs to be called in order for that to happen. It's not like there's things that are complicated going on there. Huh. Arcone asks if I speak partial tongue because my S's sound like hisses. No, but thank you for making fun of my speech impediment.
My S's sound like hisses into this microphone.
Yeah.
I can listen to the old shows and hear myself modify my speech to make that not happen. And then, since it doesn't really hiss over the air, it just sounds weird.
Huh. I haven't noticed you sounding like that. Sounding like this. Hear your partial tongue as spoken by a Klingon?
Yep. I'm sure somewhere out there there is fan fiction that combines the Star Trek and Harry Potter universes.
Yeah, I bet there is, but it's really good.
The one where
Dark Eagle says
Hermione. Anyway,
great. Dark Eagle says, I assume that the Mystery Junior was supposed to be middle of the road of the Jekyll and Hyde belt. Shouldn't the Mystery be plus 6 and 30% to be in the middle of the swing? Well, the swing is supposed to be a little bit better on the Jekyll and Hyde belt because it is a limited edition kind of thing. And you will always be able to buy Mystery Juniors, but this is... I mean, I made sure that it was a little bit better, but not too much better, which seems like that worked pretty well. It seems to be like a 20% increase across the board, average. 5 to 6 and 25 to 30. Yeah. And then Binary asks, can I start my new clan, No BS OBE? Yep, we're aware of the really clever things you can do because capital I and lowercase l look exactly the same in Arial. We'll just stop it.
It's really sad that we have to continually modify stuff toward the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because this is something that exists in the world.
Yeah,
you know.
That's probably why Spinalot has to rock the PA song to the lowest common denominator.
Could be. Let's see. How can you ever talk about anything I say, says Plastic Knife Stalker. And then Utilifeform says, Jick's an old bastard. Then, people talking about 23 Skidoo. Caradoxy says, I bought two sandwiches for friends who play KO yesterday. Do I or they get the Mr. A or them? That's the worst sentence ever.
I think them do.
Yeah. I think them does do. Alright, so somebody created an account called Really Cool and said, okay, my name is Really Cool, give me stuff.
Send him a couple thousand meat vortices.
Tweety Wee says, what was with that picture of the red or orange-haired woman on your profile? That was a little joke that Thor the Mighty and Azure decided to play on me where this picture of me in drag a few years ago got sent to them, and they made that my player pick for a while. Wasn't a woman. It was me.
You do tend to break just like a little girl, though.
I do, even though I look just like a woman. And
yes, you do.
I do whatever else just like a woman.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
That's how the song goes. She aged just like a woman. Yes, she does.
Okay. Who is that?
Bob Dylan impersonator. That's one of my more fond of songs of Bob Dylan that I am. Wow.
Excellent, excellent recovery.
Vocabulary developed, have we? Syntax now work, should we on?
What was that from?
It was one of those lame Sunday comics like Frank and Ernest or something, but that just struck me as very funny.
Oh, yeah, it was, but I mean, I saw it too. I don't know where. Frank and Ernest was always kind of funny. I mean, it's better than, like, Ziggy, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, that's sort of like saying that something is taller than the ground. Cal of Lost Light says, since we're talking about pop culture references, where are Transformers and G.I. Joe? You know, I was not really into G.I. Joe at all.
No.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of the cartoon. I had Transformers as a kid, but I didn't ever watch the television show, so I don't really know a lot about the Transformers mythos.
Yeah, the jokes come in where we can fit them. That's why we have some jokes about references to stuff that we don't particularly like.
Yeah.
Like Whitesnake.
Gorblax says, I'm tired of disturbing fanfics sitting in my inventory doing nothing. I like it when Gorblax takes up a cause because that gives me a reason to not work on something.
Totally.
Armax says, just how long is Xenophobe's list and when will the stuff added today be implemented? Just so, you know, our listeners can have realistic expectations. Not given any deadlines ever for anything. I suspect that the minor cosmetic changes that we discuss, you know, like, you know, adding a quantity box to things or whatever, that those
you know, it may or may not happen this week, but I don't know, man. God the Mod 2 says, ever since you ordered Chinese food, I've wanted a slash pizza in chat. Gimme, please. I guess, you know, the EverQuest has that slash pizza command. They've got some deal with Pizza Hut where you can order pizza without leaving the game. I thought about just typing slash pizza, give you a pop-up window that goes to papajohns.com, but...
That should be a slash nasty pizza command.
Huh. Maybe you need a slash learn what the hell you're talking about command.
It really tastes like they put the sauce on the pizza and then put about a cup of sugar in the sauce and then put the cheese on it. It's just, I can't stand it.
And
it's so expensive.
Dude, pizza... Okay, Papa John's is not expensive. They always have specials that make it just absurdly cheap.
Yeah.
In worst case scenario, it's like $10 for a pizza.
The only time I order, it seems like every time I order from them, I spent $20 on some really nasty pizza.
Huh. See, I like it. I think it's the best pizza that you can get from a chain. Pizza Hut is disgusting. Pizza Hut is like the Jack in the Box of pizza, only greasier.
I like Domino's, and, you know,
yeah,
I don't like
you,
their politics, but...
Yeah, well, that's because you... You like blowing up abortion clinics?
Only on the weekends.
Yeah, you know. You got class. I have no idea whether that Domino's thing is actually even true. I've never seen any corroboration of it.
You know what's hilarious? Is when people ask us a question and we answer it, and they miss the answer, and they continue to ask the question over and over?
Huh. Utilifaform says, if you're making slash flan and Chanel, can you make channel Hames and Valhalla? Slash
wow.
Flan. There should be a flan channel. Did we talk about that before?
No.
So I think that would be kind of funny. You get banned from the chat if you're not talking about custard.
It's just for people who are trying to get into the clan channel but can't type.
Right. I mean, I can see you, I guess, near each other, but...
The way that, like, people register sites like Amazon.com.
Right. But you've seen all those, that the squatters have gotten kingdomofloteng.com.
Yeah.
Yes, the Don Peg Oscillus in chat is fake. Don't give him anything. I mean, interact with him as though, you know, he were not somebody that we were with doing stuff.
Right.
On.
Archon suggests that scamper is a word that has the word scam in it.
Yeah, and that's a word that we use all the time.
You little scamps. Scamper off.
Yeah. And a lot of times when I'm trying to talk about things that happened in Tuscany, I do the Amazon.com trick and misspell it. Tuscany.
How about when you're talking about things that happened in Tucson?
No, that's a little harder to screw up. Tuscan?
No, Tuscan.
Tuscan?
For Tucson.
Tuscan?
Tuscan. Come on down to Tuscan. Mammoth fans.
Thrillin says, re-customizable familiar, were you thinking along the lines of a Mr. Cucumber neck with a selection of accessory parts that could be added? I guess like Mr. Potato. Merrick says, I am a Jew. Binary says, speaking of someone who grew up for 7 years going to a Mormon church every Sunday, I must say, Mr. Skullhead, thank you. The LDS religion is ridiculous. It's not even funny.
Yeah, I have nothing against Mormon people. I'm just saying, find a sounder doctrine.
Ultilife form? Is that... Utilifat form? I think the way I said it before, yeah. Alter life form. Colmody raped my village and killed my children. That sucks.
Yeah. Were your children Jesus?
Wow, that was pretty mean. I didn't actually...
So you can spout off about how you hate Jews all day long. I make the most obvious Jew joke.
Yeah, well, because that one you can't joke about because it really happened. No Jew ever lent anyone money. And their noses, very, very small. Let's see. Sakapuntas 89.9, he says, you know you love Kentucky Fried Movie, damn it, admit it. Yes, I did. Oh, it's pronounced the Tort of Leany. Thanks for the tip about fences. It says the Tort of Leany. I mean, the Tort.
See, I was thinking of it as a clever bilingual pun.
Yeah, see, I thought tort, as in, like, tort reform, was spelled T-O-R-T. Is the word?
Could be. I thought torte is Spanish for a kind of cake or pastry. So,
he was etymology, like, German, probably tortellini. From Italian, torta, cake, from late Latin, round loaf of bread.
Right, so like tortellini, the torte of Leany.
I see.
Oh, well.
Like lumbus. Wilbank says, how about making Compact Mode be more customizable so that I could keep the normal links at the top but have a smaller sidebar, etc.? Yeah, a lot of people have asked for that. A lot of people have said they would use Compact Mode and enjoy it if it wasn't for the drop-down things at the top. Which, you know, maybe that's true.
Make sure to get your last questions in before we run out of...
Getting into rollover. We might have to just argue about something.
See, we could do that. That's the genius of our friendship. Is we could there are any number of topics about which we've argued for hours, which we could argue for hours about. But I don't think you guys really want to hear that.
All they want to hear is us making an easy fix for the Norton security problem, says Uriel3CA. Just turn the ad blocking off. Well, right. I mean, yes, I know how to fix it. It's just that, by default, a lot of computers out of the box just refuse to display the last adventure link. You know, I wonder if we couldn't talk to them about that. I don't know if we're big enough to talk to a company like that. I don't know if they would listen to us or not. Like, maybe there's something we could do that was real easy that would just make it not trigger whatever the hell is making it disappear. Spacey says, is Mount McLarge Huge a reference from the movie Mulva Zombie Ass Kicker? No, it's a reference from the Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode with Space Mutiny.
Right. Real nice of you to give that dead girl a second chance.
What?
One of the things in Space Mutiny is...
Oh, right, the girl dies, and then later on she's standing in front of the console again.
Yeah.
The Bub says you guys need sound makers and recorded keyboard chimes like the drum beat after a crappy joke.
Yeah. There are buttons that do that on SAM 3, but my only experience with SAM 3 has been having it run for about... a minute and a half, and then crash.
Really? I had no problems with it at all. It was a fantastic program.
Maybe I just got a janky copy.
Yeah, maybe you should have paid for it.
Yeah, maybe you should have paid for it.
I did.
It's your radio station. I mean, you should have paid for it for me.
Oh, it's not my radio station.
That's true.
Merrick says, why can't Scully throw frisbees to crippled folk? Is he biased?
What?
Something ever happened.
Merrick was the guy on crutches at the Seattle meet.
Oh.
And you
couldn't throw a frisbee to him?
No, I kept making him dive for it, and he was diving for it, and just jacking the shit out of himself. Trying to catch my ill-thrown frisbees. For the KOL con, I'm going to have one of the frisbees that's just like a ring instead of a flat disc, and is much, much easier to throw straight.
I don't agree with you on that.
No, the wind doesn't take it.
But it... I mean, how... What?
With the thing?
Goldilex asks if there's any such thing as a good Minton. I don't really know.
Good Minton is hard to find. The hard Minton is good to find by that logic.
Matrix Michael says, I thought I was horrible at all sports, and then I met Team Handball. Isn't your mom on Team Handball?
No, that's a Team Hand Job, and it's actually your mom.
Yeah. All right. Yukon says, is cheerleading a sport? No, cheerleading is not a sport because it sucks. Well, then, that means football is not a sport.
Well, I have this theory on sports that are judged according to fairly arbitrary standards, like snowboarding. You do your snowboarding tricks, and the judges decide how well you did them. Instead of, like, you put the ball through the hoop, which is observable and quantifiable. So, yeah, I wouldn't call cheerleading a sport. I hate it when cheerleaders wear skorts.
Weird. Let's see. Captain Kapow is asking us to wish Finn Eldar's cat a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Finn Eldar's cat.
Yeah. If I ever send you a card from my cats, you can kick the shit out of me.
Oh, I would, without your permission. Mancho says, is the don't bring a knife to a foot fight a reference to the Untouchables? Just checking because I'm stupid. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just the generic sort of don't bring a knife to a gun fight.
I was thinking of Sean Connery, though.
Oh, you were?
In the Untouchables, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was familiar with that phrase before the Untouchables came out. So.
Were you alive before the Untouchables came out?
The Untouchables, yeah. The Untouchables came out, when was that? It was like 1990 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
God, if only there was a way to get... I'm really glad that IMDb now has those fucking popover flash ads. End of an era. 87. So, I mean, yeah, we were 11 years old when The Untouchables came out.
Oh, okay. I wasn't allowed to watch R-rated movies.
Yeah, that's right. Because your parents were trying to create a pervert.
You gotta give them credit.
They did. They pulled it off. Joker suggests that the name for a male ballerina is gay.
Oh, I thought you were looking at buy me a pony.
Well, he also wants me to buy him a pony. That's no way to... Wait, no. Look at all the ballerinas and buy me a ponies up on the stage. They're dancing so gracefully.
Quit sending stupid stuff. It makes the show stupid.
A hardcore monkish root says, if a foot is more powerful than a knife, why'd you nerf unarmed combat so much? My feet of fury are only a quarter as powerful as an asparagus knife. You want to explain why?
It's only in that context. Because you managed to kick the knife out of his hand, and it's a joke because because a foot is generally less effective than a knife. We engage in this thing called sarcastic humor in this game. Feel free to bail me out whenever.
Oh, sorry. I was reading, trying to find. Morbeck says, since there can be more than three items dropping now, could more hippies drop pants and sacks, and can more pirates drop guitars? Pretty please. Well, the thing is, I don't want to increase the drop rates for those things, so it's less a matter of having more of them do it. I mean, I could have more of the hippies have a smaller chance of dropping it, I suppose. Yeah.
It's too early to run out of steam.
I know. We still have a half an hour.
SOC Chaos asked, is figure skating a sport? If it is, what about ballet? It's essentially the same thing. Figure skating, by my definition, is not a sport because it's subjectively scored. And ballet, as far as I know, isn't scored at all, except for the musical score that accompanies the dancers. Yes! I got that out before you said it.
Burn. I mean, burn. I mean, you're on fire. I mean, somebody call the Zing Ward.
Somebody call the Burt Ward.
Yeah. Last time we were doing this in the chat, we got into some just really dorky Magic the Gathering references. Oh, by the way, I have kind of a dork on because I went down to Tuscany, by which I mean Tucson, to my mom's house, and got all of my stuff that I put into storage as a kid, and since then I got it out of storage and brought it up here, and so I have all my old RPG stuff and all my Magic cards in some boxes right next to me.
Maybe next time I'm down there, you can introduce me to Magic the Gathering.
Yeah. Riff and I were talking about how much fun it would be to just pretend that we were playing Magic the Gathering in, like, 1994, back when it was, like, simple.
Back when somewhere on any given college campus.
Right. Yep. I have so much monitor, Mr. Skullhead, that sometimes I have no idea where my mouse pointer is, and it takes me a long time to find it. It really sucks being me with three giant monitors.
Yep. See, I have two monitors, but I have a desk that only has kind of a monitor hole with a hutch all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the shelf space for all our random crap.
All your little toys and stuff?
Yeah. And most of my toys I got rid of in the last move.
Oh, really?
Except for, I just like the random Happy Meal prizes and like Hunchback of Notre Dame toys.
See, I actually just got back all of mine. Mm-hmm. All my Star Wars stuff and...
Never
had any. Yeah. Oh, boy. It's all screwed up, though. Like, that stuff did not age well. Like, a lot of Star Wars toys that were like... Everything, like, let's say all parts of it were the same color. Some parts of it were made out of, like, different kinds of plastic that just yellowed over time and stuff. It's really, like, it's sad to see all my, it's sad to see all my Star Wars stuff because it's all kind of fucked up and disgusting looking now.
Kind of like the franchise?
Oh. Ew. Zing. Somebody call the
Strings of My Heart Ward.
Xanadros says, this is great, my sister thinks I am a loser for listening to you.
Well, it's a boring and stupid game with no future, man.
It is, yeah, so she's really got a point. ANUS18 says, what were your first jobs? My first job was, I guess my first job was helping Mr. Skullhead's dad roof a house.
Yeah.
But that job only lasted one day. Or 2 days, I mean, until the roof was done. And then my first regular job was washing dishes at a barbecue restaurant, which I did for 1 year. What about you, Mr. Skullhead?
Mine was working for Justin's dad at Camp Pine Rock, washing dishes. And one night they had a really fancy dinner in, so they made us all waiters for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't go well.
Really?
You know that cool trick where... The waiter comes up with a pitcher of water and pours it over the side so you get ice and water in the glass.
Uh-huh.
That's harder than it looks.
Mm-hmm.
Generally what happens is it pours over the side into the glass and out of the spout into the woman's silk dress.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Did you get fired?
No. They were Christians, so they were just like, oh, God must have intended my dress to be soaked in water.
It's all part of the divine plan.
Yep.
And then they just gave you a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Yep. I bust tables once while I was there. And that was the last time. The first time was also the last time. You wouldn't think that it would be impossible for me to summon up the competence to be a busboy, but it very much is. Like, anything where you have to, like, I don't know, like, move stuff around, like, anything that requires, like, interaction with the real world at all, I just sort of suck at. I mean, I could wash dishes, right? Like, that was fine. Although I always got in trouble for not washing them fast enough, except for the times when I was getting in trouble for not washing them thoroughly enough.
So you could never find the balance?
No, I never quite could. But I stole a lot of olives. Oh, I invented the best food today.
Okay.
Well, what I ate was a taco, except instead of meat, there were olives, and instead of a shell, there was a slice of bologna. It was really good. And my burps tasted like bologna and olives for like an hour.
You must have been very popular around the office.
I wasn't, you know, really up in anybody's grill. I like my personal space, so all of our desks are pretty far apart, or at least everyone's desk is pretty far away from mine.
Well, that's because you want to do
my shoulder
to establish your superiority.
No, it's because I don't want people to know when I'm looking at porn. I sort of work against that by yelling, "I'm looking at porn! Guess what kind of porn I'm looking at?" all the time.
Well, I thought it was kind of cool that you ran a contest in the office, you know? Guess the kind of porn the boss was looking at.
Right.
That was nice. The first time I actually came down to the office and sat and worked, and at one point Jick looked over and said, "So, does this feel like your typical office job?" And I said, "Given that I'm currently surfing FARC and fucking around instead of working, yes, absolutely."
I thought that was pretty funny.
We're funny guys, really.
Yeah, we're hilarious.
We should just go on and on and on about how funny we are.
Yep, we should. And how humble we are. Shaggy suggests using an edit distance algorithm to prevent two similar names/clan names. Huh. I'll take a look at that. It seems like the kind of thing that I would probably come up with a number of false positives. Only maybe somebody smarter than I has thought about that more than I have, I'm sure, that somebody has. EPeters02 says, "Are you guys going to do anything with the Palindome to make it more compelling to visit during a hardcore ascension? Is there any reason for anyone to go there now?" I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the pagoda is something that is helpful enough in hardcore to merit the number of turns that it takes. We might reevaluate that and require that quest to make it so that the quest requires a little more cleverness and a little less luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something we could consider. But I don't know. Or maybe put some more stuff in there that was, you know, became necessary in a hardcore run. I don't know.
I've heard it said that I've heard it said that Porky Pig talks a lot like I do. I've heard it said that the pagoda is worth making the trip.
But I think a lot of people find that it's not worth it to adventure in the Palindome because of the stat loss adventures.
Right.
That you get.
I thought that that was balanced enough that you would get a net gain.
Yeah, I think you do. But it's probably not as much as the gain that you would get going somewhere else, you know, that didn't have any negative adventures. Oh, yeah. Tiny Plastic Yerick the Robot says there's Optimus Prime in the cake-shaped arena. The cape-shaped arena.
The cape-shaped arena.
The cape-shaped arena, which is where they have bullfights. Boo-ha to your Transformer reference winning players. Yeah. What kind of familiar is Optimus Prime?
The Mini Micro Mech Tech and Mech Mini Mech Tech.
Right.
Give it on the bone.
Finoda agrees that Papa John's is good. You know who else likes Papa John's is my cat. Who doesn't have the same birthday as Finoldar's cat, but has the same taste in pizza as Finoldar's cat's owner. Ricker Scott says, "Domino's is the last straw. Scully has no taste in pizza." I agree, because Scully has no taste in anything. He listens to meatloaf, and he eats meatloaf on his pizza.
Yeah.
And he's always ordering pizzas with sandwiches on them.
At least I don't put fucking fruit on my pizza. It's so weird.
It's not weird.
Do you put slices of mango on your sandwiches?
No.
Do you
Do you put slices of
any other tomato on your sandwiches?
No.
That is a disgusting fruit to add to a sandwich.
No, I don't eat tomatoes at all.
Alright, yeah, okay, good. Yeah.
We're agreed on that.
Except in ketchup form.
Arcon says, what the fuck? Not only does Pizza Hut kick ass, but Jack in the Box is great too. Then again, I'll eat a bucket of grease if given to me. I mean, yeah, it's not that I don't like Jack in the Box, it's that I can't eat an entire combo meal from Jack in the Box without just sort of feeling like God is hanging 6 inches lower than it should.
Yeah. I like Pizza Hut because they give you an option when you order online to have light sauce or no sauce, which is good because I really like pizza to be kind of an Italian quesadilla.
Yeah, I mean, the less sauce there is on it, the better, but I mean, I feel like Papa John's, I don't know. So there's some Papa John's I just really like. A regular pepperoni pizza from Papa John's is just default wonderful pizza, as far as I'm concerned.
But it's sweet.
I don't experience that.
I'm very sensitive to sweetness. Sweetness is my weakness.
Hmm.
Now, they may have changed their formula since I...
Criswell, on behalf of the rest of the Jews, says he's going to poison our water.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're talking about Phoenix, somebody beat you to it by about 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been using the office water cooler. The employees stand around it and bitch about what an asshole their boss is.
Excellent.
Lord James says, I want a throwing star of David and Jewish ninjas.
Throwing star of David's kind of funny.
Yeah, that is kind of funny, actually.
Because it wouldn't be the actual six-pointed star, it would just be from some guy named David.
Yeah. Xanthor Zam says, you are so right about Papa John's, Mr. Skullhead. Too sweet and nasty. Alright, so that's one in your favor. Paintball09 says, do you ever log off? Because I have you on my friends list, and it never says you log on or off. That's because a while back, I was noticing that sometimes when there were a lot of people on, when I would go to log on, it just would time out, and I would never actually be able to log on. And that was because of the thousands of event notifications that were being generated every time I logged on, because so many people had me on their contact list. So I made myself immune to those things, so nobody would ever get notifications when I log on and log off. Yeah. This is kind of an odd question, says Merrick, but why does KOL in compact mode not work on the PSP browser? Or are you unaware of this? Just asking Merrick. Well, I mean, I don't know. I should fish on my PSP and install the new software update on it and take a look at it. But thank you for the report, I guess.
KOL Modi says, Shabbat Shalom, motherfucker. So he very violently wishes me peace.
Yeah. Almighty Hollis says, I don't know what you changed, but lag has been so much better recently. Thank you very much. You know, I don't know what I changed either. The only thing that I can think of is that I put in the... It should no longer be possible for people to just be constantly running, like, brute force login scripts. Because I put in some stuff that if you get so many failures from an IP, you get sort of timed out and have to wait before you can try and log in again. That's the only thing I can think of that, like, would maybe have made a significant difference. And if so, awesome. Captain Kapow, if you send us something 100 times and we don't respond to it, that's because we're not going to respond to it. So don't do so the 110th and the 150th and the 220th and the 227th, which is exactly the number of fettuccine and condos you would need to eat to get the 227th fettuccine and condo trophy. How are you doing?
Doesn't Captain Kapow do that like every week?
Yes.
Excellent. Jet the Prince says, how about an automatic chat saving system?
Whoa, Jet the Prince. That's a name I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, welcome back, Jet the Prince. And we do have one. You press Control-C to activate it. And Control-V. Well, you have to highlight the entire chat first, which is easier to do than highlighting a small portion of the chat.
Is it still such that there are problems with that?
If you scroll back, it's doable now.
Okay.
But if you're trying to do something that just got typed, it's not easy.
Right, okay, right. I don't know that there's anything I can actually do about that. But, yeah, okay. I guess I just always kind of scroll back. I never try and cut and paste anything out of. But I lost where I was. Oh, and Shaggy also points out that the level 12 title for the Turtle Tamer is a G.I. Joe reference. Yes, it is. Wicker Scott says Papa John's owns Pizza Hut.
Do they?
Well, no, not as a company. I think it's like Papa John's prunes Pizza Hut. Because what I thought of was, I mean, because I think some people left Pizza Hut and formed Papa John's.
Like if we try, we could make it sweeter, more expensive. Gentlemen.
Dude, you're such a dick.
I know.
I know.
You made me this way.
I know.
I was a really nice guy before I started hanging out with you, and then I had to be a dick to keep up.
Yep. Matrix Michael says, do you like Chapstick? What is your favorite flavor, if yes? I use Carmex.
Do we like
occasionally Lip Med-X? Do you like Chapstick?
I once ate an entire tube of peppermint-flavored Chapstick.
Really?
And when I was 8 or 9, I got it in my stocking. So I put it on my lips and licked it off, and I'm like, oh, this is tasty. And then I just ate it.
Well, that was their fault for putting it in your stocking, I guess. With all the other candy. SOC says, I can't speak for everyone else, but I do want to listen to you guys argue about something pointless for half an hour. No, you don't.
We only have 15 minutes left, or I'd be right on that.
ANUS18 says, how can we send you KOL items made in real life? Mr. Skullhead would probably say something dumb like, well, the best way is to attach it to the legs of a homing pigeon that we sent you. I wouldn't send you any homing pigeons. Yeah, I'm trying to start a ludicrous argument.
Homing pigeons are so much better than mailmen.
Yeah.
Mailman
can. Anyway, you can send whatever you want to send, kids, to the donation address, because they will put stuff in. If you send a package that's bigger than the P.O. box, which is the smallest size P.O. box that they have, they will. I feel like kind of like a spy when we get packages, because they put this key in the P.O. box, and it's like, the package is in a locker, number 17, which is right behind you. Here's the key. And then you put the key in there and open the thing up, and then the key explodes.
That seems dangerous.
Well, I mean, the key, like, they don't want people reusing the keys.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And, I mean, if you leave anything in the locker, it usually gets set on fire.
See, that would be handy.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it's like just a really convenient incinerator. Let's see. I bought a couch on Craigslist for the office. That's pretty exciting.
Sweet.
I haven't gone to pick it up yet. $20, and it's a plaid red sofa bed. Which rhymes.
Red and sofa don't rhyme at all.
Plaid red sofa bed. Paintball09 suggests that to get money for KOL, why don't you just make meat and sell it on eBay?
That's what I do to borrow money from KOL.
that's great. I should start paying you so that you don't have to continue to fuck up our economy like that.
There were times when I was kind of short on money that I saw people getting hundreds of, well, not, you know, tens of dollars for Uber Airs. Like, huh, I should just, no, I really, really shouldn't. And then I didn't.
Yeah. Betrayer says, are there going to be different gender avatar for outfits? There are already female hippies in the game. Yeah, you know, I probably should. There's already the sorority girl, too, so, I mean, it's, you know, there's probably...
Did the sorority arcs ever make it in there?
There's some in some other stuff. There aren't any in the actual frat house.
Yeah.
think we need to go through at some point where we're actually sitting down together. And the problem I have, all right, so we've got all this extra content that's written, all these adventures that go into places. But the thing is, there are going to be people who are excited about the new content, but there are also going to be people who are like, why are you putting adventures in? Adventures suck and aren't cool. And what I was doing, what I was kind of looking at while I was rewriting the way that adventures are handled in there is we can do a lot more interesting things with adventures than we ever have in the past. And we should look at, I think it would be neat to spend some time like trying to sort of work on content that's already in there and make it work a little better, make it work in more interesting ways, put some more interesting stuff in there. You know, it'd be pretty easy at this point to make an adventure respond in a different way if you had a certain item or whatever, you know, so we're not nearly as limited as we were before. But yeah, I believe there's some sorority orcs in the pipe for going in down there.
Did we ever put that shirt in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably should.
No, I don't think so.
Asking about that on air. But one of the things that I put into change in the cycle of the ascensions was that one of the frat boys turned into a sorority orc and dropped that shirt. Well, didn't drop that shirt because they don't have different drops for the changed monsters. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Riveting radio.
I fixed it so that we don't have to have two different versions of the monsters that drop shirts anymore, which is handy. I Speculum says, you know what's cool? We're having pancakes, ice cream, and beer for dinner. How cool is that? That is pretty cool, except I don't like pancakes or ice cream, really.
You don't like ice cream?
What? Really? I mean, I'll have a dish of ice cream every 6 months, and that's like as much ice cream as I need, you know?
Mm.
Like, it's just not... I don't tend to crave sweets at all. Sizzler says, Jack, how many programs do you have open at any given time to necessitate three giant monitors? Let's see how many programs I have open right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Three per monitor. Actually, weird. Three per monitor. I wouldn't have expected that to actually be the case. I guess one of the monitors have to have four. Has to have four. Oh, wait, that doesn't count.
Have to have four?
Have to have... Has to have. Binary says, that sounds so awesome. What is the name of your invention, Jake? Your taco. I didn't name it. And now we're out of time. And, I mean, now we're not out of time. We're out of messages. Is this still rollover?
I don't know, because I can log on during rollover.
Well, now it looks like his rollover is over. Roll done is done. And they're starting to... there are just now people logging back in.
Okay.
109 people. There's been a little surge of new account creations here in the past few weeks. And I think that GameSpy thing is still bringing in a little bit of extra traffic.
Yeah, I noticed that there were 1,200 today.
It's like 1,341 yesterday.
Hmm.
In our today thing with today.
Do you know what days mean?
No. Toothless says, just so you don't hear all bitching tonight, thank you for a wonderful game. Oh, thank you, Toothless. Hey, did I tell you we really do have a homeless guy that lives out back now?
Oh, yeah? Is that the same guy?
Yeah. He just lives there, apparently. There's, like, a mattress down the way, and I found... This little stash of garbage bags full of empty Fody bottles.
Hmm.
That was pretty impressive. A lot of Fodies.
Oh, that's good.
Like one man could consume.
He'll never get through your wall.
He may get over
your wall because it's only 5 feet tall.
But I would say it's less than 5 feet tall.
Seems like I can lean my elbow on it. Like, shoulder height on me would be about 5 feet tall.
What?
No, it wouldn't. My head's not... Is my head a foot tall?
I don't know, dude. Vlad Shepish says, hey, my dad's a mailman.
Yep. Well, my dad's a carrier pigeon, and he can take the shit out of your dad.
Oh boy. Shit, bitch. Is that really how you should say that?
No, sapish.
Okay. Sorry. gotta shut off my mic for a second.
That's not gonna help because I'm still laughing too. Yeah, this is where the genius of the game comes from.
So sorry. Oh god, this hasn't happened to me in a long time. I hate that though. When people are listening to me, I get the giggles.
We should have a, we should cut that out of the regular show when they make the recording and have, like, you know, like a KOL's bloopers and practical jokes.
Right. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no, everything is just making me laugh. I'm sorry, kids.
Wow.
What?
Ultra Life Forum says, before you guys go, can I make a familiar suggestion? A pencil who shoots candy and lasers out of its ass. That's not at all familiar. But a pencil with an ass would probably be the first step. And candy and lasers out of its ass.
The great Mark, wow, there were a ton of messages coming out with him. What is the point of base booze in the Microman brewery? They cost more than IPAs and give out less adventures and no stat gains. Well, that's the thing. Like, you're not always going to get better stuff than what's available. That's why the regular beers are available in there, you know? Yep.
Yep.
Armex says, will it put the number of players online on the front page so we can Google the numbers too? No, because it's kind of hammering on the database to pull that out because of the table that has to hit.
And that word is neither Google nor Ogle, damn it. It's Ogle.
Okay. He wrote it Ogle, so that's what
I said. I'm talking to Armex.
Okay. Thrarin says, Scully, I don't know if you realized it, but earlier you were arguing about strange food with a person who had an olive and bologna taco earlier in the day.
That's true.
Raymond Luxury Yacht says, are you high? No. See, this is how I feel all the time.
I don't have to get high to be goofy.
Yeah, I don't either. Everybody's making fun of me in the chat now. I'm sorry. I just get the giggles sometimes.
I had the giggles too. I was just talking through them, and that just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, I just can't do it. What the hell is Raymond Luxury Yacht talking about?
Raymond Luxury Yacht is talking about.
How about a killer bottle of all, make it deteriorate CDs because it does?
Wow.
Bad Aim Mother 4000 says a familiar called a Phonics 1 that would heal during battle and generate a constant wanged effect. That would kind of irritate people.
Yeah, people love the wanged effect and all, but...
Yeah, they do.
I don't see that one from Raymond Luxury yet.
Thrarin says that all that laughing is good radio. Yeah. Shaky Baby says, hey, could you change the global progress bar to scale only with complete points and not with each substat point? That'd make it easier to follow progress. I don't... Oh, I see. Huh. That is actually... Huh. I felt that people who wanted that kind of information probably wanted... as fine a granularity as possible. But, I don't know. I kind of like it the way it is. You know.
Well, Thalog wonders if we can,
Wait a minute. Okay, I think I see what he's saying, because I think... No, wait, is it only for the ones... It's only for the substat points that are required to get you to the next level. Yeah, I think it's fine the way it is. Sorry, Thalog ones. Which one? Who?
Oh, he wanted to know if he could eat my private stockpile of rabbit meat. And I was kind of confused about that. I didn't mean to interrupt you actually saying something useful.
It's okay. I am Supercombo says, does the sleeping goblin guard intentionally look like Strong Sad? No. I don't remember what the sleeping lob goblin guard looks like. If only I had some sort of that would show me what monsters look like. Sleeping.
Has Zeno made it so that I can browse pictures yet?
Not browse pictures, but you can use the spindlers from the GM utilities now.
Yes.
And so you can look at that. It doesn't really look like Strong Sad. I don't think.
Does it intentionally not look like Strong Sad?
Yes. Rick Fool says, why isn't it after rollover multiple people get the first back in the same chat room? What? Do you understand that sentence?
That doesn't even seem to be a sentence. Okay, I gotta find that again. Oh, multiple people get the first back in it. No, I don't get it.
No, I don't either.
Apparently Raymond Luxury Yacht washed some of his CDs and all the fabric softener.
Oh,
messed up his CDs. I think Raymond Luxury Yacht is just trying to get us to say something about him because he keeps messaging us with really, really, really stupid questions. But I should point out that Apocalypse Throb says it puts the lime in the coconut or else it gets the hose again.
That is pretty funny.
Which is pretty funny.
Pancake Chan says, hey Jake, my mom came in and heard you say, motherfucker, she's not happy. I'm sorry, Pancake Chan's mom.
Yeah, we didn't mean you.
Yeah, I mean, there are other mothers in the world. I know that, you know, based on how attentive Pancake Chan is as a son, you must feel sometimes as though you're the only mother in the world. But we all have mothers. And we all have sex with Mr. Skullhead's mother.
And I believe that sex with mothers is our future.
If we teach it well, then
that's just going to get
nowhere.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Should we have a foul language note at the beginning of the show? Because
I really don't think so. I mean, we're not really subject to any laws that I'm aware of.
Well, I mean,
like I'm going to go over somebody right now.
Yes, we're above and beyond the law. Now, like, for my radio show, I put a warning because people, the case, jerk without headphones or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I would say that just, you know, it's a bad idea to listen to internet radio at work without headphones. I mean, I don't know. I just...
Or just so if there are people who are offended by foul language, they can get the fuck off of my station.
It's not your station. It's not our station. It's the people's station.
Yeah. Well, my show, I meant to say.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I don't like disclaimers. I don't like having to legal speak things. I've been advised to put TM after the Kingdom of Loathing everywhere that it appears, and I'm just not going to do that. So, I mean, whatever that means to people who want to jack my trademarks, I guess go right ahead.
Yeah. Oh, what that guy was talking about is, in chat, after Rollover, it's a game for people to say first back, like first post on a forum thread. Mm-hmm. He wants to know why multiple people believe that they're the first one back.
Yeah, because a bunch of people can say things in between one update of the chat. It's not really real time, it's fake real time.
Yep.
Which is similar to real fake time. Should we stop being on the radio?
Yeah, we got KMD ready to rock the mic.
Okay.
And I'm just going to call him KMD because I refuse to call him Cole Modi. And mm-hmm. KOL Modi is just kind of cumbersome.
Yeah.
So, stay tuned for him. I will be doing my show Wednesday. And when's your next show, Jake?
Thursday.
All right, and we'll be back together on Monday.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Nerdcore, rise up.